If you don't come apart, you'll come apart. This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Have you done that yet? Have you done it today? See, I think we need to say that every day. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, be my way, my truth, and my life. Jesus, be my good shepherd. Jesus, be my promise of a future resurrection. Jesus. You know, for those who pray, Jesus is a person. For those who don't pray, Jesus is just a name. And I really want to encourage you today, given the topic that I'm going to spend time on, that you have this close personal relationship with Jesus so you can always have a good Friday and a good Monday and a good Wednesday and a good Sunday. Okay, today's scripture comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, "Come apart by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Okay, now you can see how I introduced the program then using the word apart. And I was a play on words. I said if you don't come apart, meaning if you don't come aside, if you don't come away from the maddening crowd and all the hassles and all the demands, I said you'll come apart. Using it the other meaning, that you'll fall apart, as we say. Okay, let me ask you. How much silence can you handle? I have to think that very few people today handle silence very well. Why would I say that? Because of the stress in our world? Because of the tension in people's lives? Because of the constant noise I hear? Because so many people live their life by distraction. Can you handle silence? Are you afraid of silence? Are you afraid if you spend time in silence, you won't like what you hear about yourself? Or you'll be afraid that God's going to say something nasty to you, something condemning you? You know, why would we be silent unless there was somebody else in the room who wanted to talk to us? That would be Jesus. Well, what is always the fundamental thing Jesus says to us? Before he says anything else, he says, "I love you. I love you. You don't earn my love. I love you." Yes, he'll call us to grow. He'll call us to conversion. He'll call us to control our thought process. He'll ask us to get in touch with what the real treasure in our life will be. All those themes I've talked about so far this week. Can you handle silence? Silence is so important to grow spiritually. Silence is letting God do the talking and once for a change, shutting up. How much time can you spend alone? Again, I repeat, so many people have to be distracted. They have to live quiet. You know, their lives have to be constantly one distraction after another. More toys. They have to have all kind of toys that distract them. And let me ask you this. Right now, does your heart, mind, and soul need a vacation? Go back to today's scripture passage. You know, the disciples had just been out on their first missionary journey. Jesus sent them out to preach the good news, to heal, yada, 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 etc. Now they come back and they're real excited. "Jesus, we did this in your name. And Jesus, we did that in your name. And Jesus, we saw the devil flees." And Jesus, although he appreciated their enthusiasm and he had to be smiling at the excitement they showed, he knew now, after that intensive experience, their first missionary experience, they needed now to come apart. And it even says, look when Mark includes this sentence. Because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. Could you imagine? Jesus and his disciples being surrounded by a multitude of people, needy people. Please help me, please help me, please help me. Talk to me, explain me this. Please bless me. Please lay your hands on my kids. Please, 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 please. Are you going to multiply more loaves and fishes this time? They had to go apart to a quiet place and get some rest. Do you allow your mind, heart, soul to rest? Do you let it take many vacations? That is so important. Because if you don't, you're going to burn out. Why do so many people burn out? Why is that almost epidemic that people are burning out? Because they're not letting themselves be fed by Jesus. They're not letting themselves be comforted by Jesus. They're not letting Scripture inspire them, not reading the Scripture. They're not taking time to just sit and listen quietly to Jesus saying, I love you. I love you. I'll always love you. I can't love you anymore and I won't love you any less. Can you waste time with Jesus? Oh, man, that almost sounds un-American, doesn't it? Waste time? You're not a lot of waste time. Well, actually, a lot of people waste time. We say it's vegging out in front of the TV. We call them couch potatoes. Sitting there and mindless stuff going on the TV screen so they can zone out, so they can just forget all their problems. Well, couldn't you forget your problems if you rested with Jesus? Couldn't you forget your problems if you read this scripture passage? Take heart, I've overcome the world. Couldn't you relax knowing that Jesus keeps promise when he says the gates of hell shall not prevail against you? If you can waste time with magazines and internet stuff and TV, can't you waste time with Jesus? Please don't tell me you're still struggling with an image of Jesus that he's vindictive. He's not vindictive. He loves you. If you're a Catholic, I certainly hope you have a crucifix in your home. Crucifix, as opposed to a cross, has the body of Jesus still hanging there as a reminder how much he loved us, with his arms open wide to embrace us, looking down from the cross on us, not with hate, not with great disappointment, but with love. When he says to John, behold your mother, and he says to Mary, behold your son. Listen, until you are convinced that prayer is the best use of your time, you're not going to find time for prayer. No, you're not. You have a thousand excuses. I'm tired, I got a headache, I'm busy, I got to get this done, I got to drive here, I got to take care of this. I'll pray some other time. I'll pray when I feel like it. Whoa, wait a minute. You want to talk about an immature prayer life. You just can't pray when you feel like it. When you're on a high. When everything's going right. You got to pray constantly. You know, I've covered on this program already that sentence from Luke 18:1, pray always and never lose heart. I mean, I have a little book entitled Pray Always and Never Lose Heart. I wrote many different articles for Catholic magazines on the theme of prayer, and I put it together in this little book. And on purpose, I quoted Luke 18:1, pray always and never lose heart, because if you don't pray, you'll lose your heart. No. Now, I'm not going to let you out of it. I'm not letting you off the hook here. You have to pray. And you won't pray unless you think there's a value to prayer. Okay. Let's go through the sayings that a mature adult has to remind himself, herself. With God, when nothing seems to be happening, something is happening. God may not always be on time, but he's never late. God's promises do not die of old age. God never closes a door without opening a window. God does not come into our life on our terms. God comes into our life on God's terms. What St. Paul say? We walk by faith and not by sight. Next one from the philosopher Kierkegaard. You have to live life forward, you can only understand life backwards. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. And the ultimate prayer, whatever, Lord. I mean, we all have to get to a point in our life if we're going to be genuine followers of Jesus, if we're going to have a close personal friendship with Jesus, if He's really our Savior, as I say on Fridays, you have to be able to say, whatever, Lord. You won't say that unless you trust Jesus, unless you believe He has your best interest at heart. Okay? Please take some time this weekend to rest with the Lord, to read Scripture, to read something inspirational, to take a walk, to sing a song, to go to church, to pray, 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 pray. It's non-negotiable. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Well, our prayer partner today are our sisters. If you were blessed with a sister, I was blessed with an older sister who was very good to me when I was a sickly child. So may God bless all our sisters, keep them safe from harm. Help them to know the love of God. May our prayers for our sisters right now bring them a very special blessing this Friday. Here's today's food for thought. So important for the times in which we live. To compromise with sin is like trying to compromise with a forest fire. That's so true. If you're saying, well, this is the last time I'll do this sin. Last time I'll do this. You're just feeding the flames. You got to make a clean break. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. This brother and sister, they're upstairs watching TV. And all of a sudden the brother says to the sister, I think we have company downstairs. And the sister says, well, why do you say that? And the brother answers, because I just heard Mom laugh at one of Dad's jokes. Good. A wise woman, huh? Even if she heard the joke 1,000 times. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. I'd love to hear from my listeners. Let me know if you like the program. Even if the jokes aren't always funny to you, let me know if the topics are helpful. You can send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully will take them to prayer. I will be your prayer partner. I'll pray with you and for you. We'll ask God to work through our prayers in a way that's best for you or for the people you're praying for. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It tells you where I'm preaching. There's always information about my hospital for the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. There's inspiration. There's humor in it. Food for thought. You can get it just by dropping me a note with your address. And when you write me to put your name on the newsletter list, could you send me a check to help me keep my hospital for the very poor open? You make the check to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc., T-S and Thomas. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord. We adore Thee.